broadcast on my fast speaker from the heart of the Under Empire.
With your hosts, me, Warlord Chris, and
Skaven Dan. Mind to snip that last bit in. If you're easily offended, fuck off.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm Chris, and welcome to the podcast. I've been a Skaven player since I got back into Warhammer about just short of 2 years ago. I've had little rat men. I've also been playing demons, orcs, and goblins. Played anything else? Sure, I had another army. Probably not that important if it's not rats.
Didn't you say you had Chaos Dwarves?
I've got a few Chaos Dwarves. Oh, Warriors of Chaos, that's what I'm thinking of. But yeah, I kind of bought them, painted them up for a tournament, and then sold them. So I play quite a lot of competitive games. I've got quite a few tournaments, mostly little local ones, but I've been to a few of the bigger ones. I won't say I'm a great player, but I'm usually kind of top half rather than bottom half, so I'm not a terrible player. I was adding up my Skaven today. I've got about 4,000 points of Skaven painted up, and probably about another 2,000 in boxes.
Nice.
I can't be bothered to go through to work out what it is, because I don't actually need it in my army. So what about you? How long have you been at your Skaven?
Oh my god. Before time began, in 1996, I started Warhammer. I started with the Lizardmen, because they were in the starter box set, and we'd got a fairly big gaming group, about 8 of us. So it was like 8 starting box sets, and everyone, here Dan, have the Lizardmen, here Dan, have the Lizardmen. So I quickly got a Lizardman force, but man, did I suck ass. I could not win anything with my Lizardmen. So they've been proudly retired for the last 10 years or so. Hopefully I'll be able to do something with them when the new book comes out.
Oh, well, they were pretty good before the new book came out, and I think I've got a couple of mates who play them, and I always tell them it's Lizardmen are playing Warhammer on easy mode.
Yeah, my friend goes to every tournament he can, so literally just about every Saturday and Sunday he's going to a tournament, and he goes, Dan, I need you to take this whacker list so I know what I'm up against. And so we've played through all the net lists and stuff like that. I've shot him to death with a skink army and watched him shake his head in despair and go, no, I need to be like this army. So, I'm well versed with them. I don't like the whole I'm going to shoot the hell out of you, because your opponent just looks like he's going to cry.
And that's annoying. It's all the fleeing and stuff they do. I don't mind the shooting. I can live with that. But it's like, I'll charge them. Okay, they'll flee. I'll redirect it to them. They'll flee.
I didn't even do the double flee tactic. I just took great big blocks of skinks with croxigors in.
Right.
And they are just so utterly annoying to batter through, because they get to stand and shoot with poison. They do a lot of damage. Then you can't hit the croxigors, who are in the second rank. But they're swinging away, chopping your dudes down. It is a really nasty combination. And the only time I really struggled with them was when some dude just initiative spelled me. It went like, pit of shades, poof! And I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's how you've gone.
Yeah, I can see that being an issue.
Because once the croxigors are gone, the skinks are not really. Anyone can kill croxigors. But anyway, we digress. It was back then that someone, I think it was called Tom, had Skaven. Tom disappeared. Said he wasn't bothered, left his Skaven. So the guy who ran the game group, which was Big Daz, we used to call him, he had all his Skaven, and I started dabbling in Skaven just because they were there. I started winning games, which was a bit of a shock to me. And he went, oh, you might as well buy them since you use them. So he went, here's 100 quid, you can have them all. So yeah, my Skaven go back to like 3rd edition Warhammer. Back when you could have actual units of warp fire throwers, that was awesome.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
Stand
now.
And shoot as well, they were loud. It was just unfreaking believable. It was just, you're going to die in burning death. And ever since then, I dabbled in other things. I did 5,000 points worth of Beastmen. I painted them all. Then I went to uni, so I sold my Beastmen. For some reason, I can't remember why I sold them and not my Skaven or my Lizardmen. It seems a bit strange thinking about it now. But I didn't realise that I'd move in around the corner from a guy who was obsessed with Games Workshop, who was actually on my course, and someone who would eventually become a staff member at Games Workshop. So, we got pretty heavily into Warhammer. That was around 2000, 2001. And I've been rocking Skaven ever since, as Skaven Dan.
Nice.
So I'm pretty well known in Sheffield as Skaven Dan.
So how much Skaven have you got? Have you got tens of thousands of points, or not quite so many?
I must be on the verge of somewhere near 10,000 points, because I've got 3 bells, 2 doom wheels.
Nice.
I've got everything now. The last tournament I actually went to, there were some Skaven in the cupboard, reduced to clear. Someone had bought them and didn't want them. And it was all the stuff I was missing, every single thing I was missing. Of course, I say that. To me, the bomb doesn't exist. I say I don't need that to win.
You don't need it. I won't say it's not nice, though.
You don't need the bomb. So for this podcast, just for Silas, we're going to call Chris's list the Game of Thrones list. Because it's to win, Lannister boy. It's a long, long... I mean, I'm coming up to 20 years of Warhammer now, thinking about it, Jesus Christ. And for nearly 13 years of that, I've been doing Skaven. Nice. So, yeah, it's been a long, hard road for me, and every time someone quit their army, I bought it off them. I went to my army's painted. I've got a lot of models with like 3-4 colours on, you know, so you can take it places and use it without being bitched at. But it's by no means do I consider it done. But I am a obsessive compulsive perfectionist, which is why I'm a photographer and I don't even have a website for my photography, because I'm like, no, it's not good enough. So yeah, I do get a bit bad with that.
Well, this, you know, it's never really finished, is it? I mean, I've kind of painted all my Skaven, two-thirds of my Skaven, and I keep looking at them and thinking, oh, I should just go back and, you know, do some more highlights on the slaves or tidy up them clan rats a bit. So I don't think you're ever really finished. And by the time you are, there's always something new to come out.
Yeah, well, that's the true thing, isn't it? Because we're not far off 9th. We don't know what that's going to do, what the major impacts of that will be. I'm anticipating a big shield change. They might either get rid of parry or just make spears work with parry, something like that.
I'll need a stack of new clan rats if they do.
Yeah. Well, no one takes spears, you know. Pretty much halfway into 8th edition, everyone went, I'd rather have a parry versus a monster than a spear that won't do nothing.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, there's big potential for 9th. But we could talk all day, I'm sure.
I'm sure we could.
Right, so shall we move on to the next topic then? Oh, I know. Yes. I haven't said how many armies I've got. I've got Skaven, which I've been corrected forever. I've got Risen Men, which I've actually got one of every model in lead from the old days. Carnosaur the lot, so I hope the Carnosaur comes out as a rare choice. I'm digging that idea. I've got High Elves that I won from a 2002 tournament. I've pretty much taken them 4 times because I've got Always Strike First, which is gay. And back then it really was, because if you struck first, you just won, and that was it. What else have I got? I've got Warriors now, because my friend, an idiot, sold them, and I bought them just as they became good. Woohoo! Yeah.
You got the Monster Mash stuff, or you still got lots of infantry for that?
It's a combination. I'm in the middle. My friend keeps saying, take trolls, but then he obliterated 7.5 trolls with a cavalry charge, so I'm like, yeah, alright, take trolls.
I don't know, I do like my trolls. My warriors list had lots of trolls in it. Throg and lots of trolls.
Yeah, but we never play special characters, so that is a slight limitation point.
They're not quite as good if you can't have them in core.
If they were core, you know, because I call marauders morons, and I'd love trolls in core. That'd be awesome. Yeah, that would be fantastic.
That was my thing with Throg. I played him for quite a few games, and he performed fairly unreliably. Some games he did really well, some games he did sod all. But the one thing he did every game that I could totally rely on, he made trolls core, and it were always worth it.
Yeah, trolls just don't get me started on Ratogers. They make them look rubbish. Yeah, anyway, yeah. Let's move on to our second point, because this is going to be a while, isn't it?
Yeah, so we were going to talk about how we got started, weren't we? So I think you more or less covered what you did and kind of how you've gone on. I started, I kind of went into Games Workshop. I'd started back playing 40k for a while, and I thought it'd be fantasy another go, because I really enjoyed it when I used to play. Because I used to play kind of, I think I quit in about 95, 96, something like that. So yeah, I thought I'd start to get back into it, and we'll see how the Blood Box are. Escape, I get the Isle of Blood. If I can swap the High Elves out, I'll get a nice cheap army. What nobody told me, well, you need a lot of slaves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I bought an Island of Blood set and a battalion box. And I've got a few other odds and ends of Warlord and stuff. And, yeah, I thought it were a really cool idea. I got my High Elf swap for more Skaven. And I still didn't have enough clan rats and slaves, so I think I ended up buying a couple of clan rat boxes as well. And I think overall it's probably the way to go. I think it's what we kind of recommend to most new players is get the Isle of Blood, get it swapped, so you've got two lots of Skaven, get a battalion box that gives you about 80 clan rats / slaves, which is kind of getting on for being reasonable for a small list.
Yeah, definitely. If you're going down that road, you really should look at the independent online retailers. I mean, I always use Gift for Geeks, but since they're not sponsoring us, I don't see why I should push them. But they do 20% off. So if you want to buy some box sets, I mean, it's just unreal. If you look at how much the High Elves and the rulebook is going for on eBay, the rulebooks are going for £20. The High Elves are going for about £23. With a discount, I think it's like 50-something quid. So basically you're paying like £19, which wouldn't even get you a box of clan rats for a nice 450-ish point of rats to start with. It's a pretty solid investment.
Yeah,
really.
I think I'd have to say that Isle of Blood's the way. I think, yeah, there's plenty of online retailers. There's one I use who I'm not going to mention since we're not getting a sponsorship. they're not difficult to find. I'm sure Games Workshop don't really like us using them, but it's 20% off. 20% off at end of day.
Definitely.
Get your Isle of Blood for what would that make it? 50, 48 quid, something like that. It's pretty much a bargain.
Yeah. Well, it's like saving it over a tenner. And because it's still over £50, generally it's free postage anyway. So, it's just a solid purchase for any Skaven army. And if you know someone who's got High Elves or wants to start High Elves, or even if
you don't,
dead
when
elves
I,
on your bases, that's good.
Yeah, well, when I got my box, I went on Daka Daka, and they have a swap shop on their forum. And I just kind of posted up on there that I've got Island of Blood High Elf set and I want some more Skaven.
Right.
And about 2 hours later, somebody emailed me back and said, I've got the Skaven, I want the High Elves. And he posted me the Elves, I posted him the Skaven. Both happy, no eBay fees to pay, no messing about. So I thought that was a really good way of doing it.
Wow, you were really confident there, weren't you? I mean, as a Skaven, I wouldn't be happy posting anything to anyone unless I really knew them.
Yeah, that is a bit of an issue. I mean, they do have a feedback section, and they had two or three good feedback, so that's always a thing, any online trading thing. I think you've got to look at the feedback first.
Yeah,
and always check, make sure, you know, if there's a complaint in there that they didn't get the models or whatever. You can always do the cheeky thing, tell them you've posted yours and then post them once theirs arrive. I probably shouldn't recommend people doing that.
I would. Don't trust anyone. They're all after you.
I think if I'd posted 500 quid's worth of stuff, I would have been a lot more suspicious. But, you know, for the sake of half an Island of Blood set, I didn't think it would. I would have been annoyed, but I wouldn't have been devastated if they had come back, so.
Right, so that's that section covered. So, you've done us a list, Chris. Do you want to take us fill your Game of Thrones list just to annoy Silas with the comments? I'm going to carry on all the time, Silas.
Yeah, so I thought we'd kind of, since we were covering, you know, how to start off with Skaven, I thought I'd cover like a 1,000-point list kind of sort of thing you want to take down at your local Games Workshop and try and get a few games with, or maybe your local gaming club, or just with your mates, wherever you play. So as I say, I tend to be a fairly competitive player, so my list is it's pretty gamey. So
and for those not familiar with the term gamey, I think it's an evolutionary thing, isn't it? It's they don't want to be called whackers because it's a bit derogatory. So the gamey now, I think, is the general terms. I want to win this game.
I'm a Skaven, evil Skaven bastard. I'm more than happy to admit it.
It's the Game of Thrones, isn't it? That should be a theme tune, I'm thinking now. Do, 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 do.
That'd be pretty good, actually. We might get shut down by whoever owns the rights, but we could probably give it a good go. So, yeah, so I'll start off with a Greyseer. Basically, I don't think I've ever played a Skaven list. for 1,000 points or more that didn't have a Grey Seer in. Level 4 magic's obviously really important. It's kind of nice. The thing I tend to get with magic is if you've got a level 1 or a level 2, you're wasting your time because you've only got, if you've got two spells, there's one that they really don't want you to cast. They throw all the dice at that and your magic phase is over. So I'd say take a level 4 or don't bother.
Yeah.
So I always have a Seer. He gets fantastic spells. Dread of 13th, wins your games, but all the plague spells, well, pretty much all of both of those are great.
So which spells would you want then, ideally? Go on. What do you go
depends
for?
Who I'm, it depends who I'm playing. What I always end up doing is I sit there and say, am I going to go for Ruin? Am I going to go for Plague? The low initiative, the medium toughness, and I say, sod it, four spells from Plague. Wither's fantastic, Plague's amazing. I don't care about Rest at Law. Correct Player Corruption's pretty good if you've got stuff like Lizardmen or anybody with one-up armor. It's, you know, a small unit, so you can kind of kill off with it. But yeah, it's all about the Plague and the Wither, and then I'll usually drop, forget whatever my bad one is, I usually drop that one for the Dread of 13th.
Yeah, you are a big advocate of the, I'm going to squish your entire units, because that can be potentially a quite devastating turn. If you Wither them, Plague them, and then whatever's left gets turned into Clan Rats, I can imagine someone being pretty pissed off with you.
It's not easy to do. I mean, in my bigger lists, I get even worse because I put a power scroll in. So I have actually withered, plagued, and dreaded 13th the unit in one turn. I think I took 30 Savage Orc Biggins off in one turn.
Oh, dirty
not a happy
orcs.
Bunny. Well.
And I have hatred for orcs. I've been playing orcs with Skaven for nearly 15 years. So there's a pretty big grudge there now. It's them versus us, and it's never an easy match with orcs because they've just got the manpower, they've got the toys. It is very much fighting another Skaven army, but he's got solid toughness 4 troops, which really pisses me off.
Yeah, toughness 4 makes life hard, and all them big bases as well make it. None of your temples kind of get quite as many guys.
Yeah, it's fun when you shoot his goblins though, and you got 27 goblins. But anyway.
So yeah, so as well as my Seer, speaking of templates, I have a Warlock Engineer with a Doom Rocket, which is absolutely broken in 1,000-point games. It's if you hit with it, and everybody worries that they're not accurate, and basically they are pretty accurate. Your average on one dice is 3.5 inches, so you look how far away they are, divide it by 3.5, and throw that many dice. So I do like to get in close, get 14 inches away, throw 4 dice, but I've sent them 6 dice, 7 dice, and you still get a bang-on hit.
Yeah.
Pretty often. Certainly often enough. Considering it costs you 45 points for your engineer and your Doom Rocket, I'd probably say you've got 50-50 chance of wiping out an infantry unit with it, and you just can't say no to that.
I have had very similar. I mean, I remember one game just going mental on turn when I just went, stuff it, I'm just going to fire at Doom Rocket. And I think it was 30 inches away, and I used 7 or 8 dice, and it just landed straight on top of his 40-strong spearmen block, and it just took 30 of them off. And I remember just thinking, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that strength 5 is just, it's, I mean, it's not that great against multi-wound stuff, but it's so brutal against infantry. So, otherwise in my hero's choice, I've got a chieftain. I've given him a shield and the battle standard. So, he's not really intended to get in combat. He's basically there to provide your battle standard rerolls. Once I get into my core, I've got a rat dart. So, that's 5 giant rats and 1 packmaster. So, it's a 23-point unit. And they can hunt war machines. They can get in the way. He's not always that useful in 1,000-point games.
Oh, I don't know.
I think... Well, it depends who you're playing and kind of what you're doing, but I mean, I think they're more useful in big games, but I would always recommend you put one in, especially if you're a new player, because it's worth learning how to use redirectors right from the get-go, because they're really important.
Yeah, definitely. For friended units in small games, the rat darts are just quintessential. Any unit where everything's the same initiative, and he goes, I'm going to kill you all, and he only kills 5 rats because he can't allocate onto the packmaster. Yeah. And then your packmaster goes, I'm fleeing, and you've got to pursue. And the unit just runs that bit too much forward. And then you can usually get on the front and the flank. And then usually that'll just negate the frenzy completely, because you'll just batter them with static res they'll have no ranks, and you'll start swinging it your way. And even better if you do it with slaves, because you can just carry on shooting the hell out of them, and then they are doomed.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, speaking of slaves, that's pretty much what I fill the rest of my car with. I've got 2 units of 40 slaves, just naked. I haven't bothered with shields on these, because they were getting a bit expensive with shields, and a musician, so they're 82 points each. 40 bodies, you're steadfast for ages against even pretty good combat units, and you can shoot into your slaves will even kill a few bits and pieces. If you're fighting something like elves, yeah, they hit like a train, they have a great initiative, rerolling their attacks, but they're still only toughness 3 when you hit them back.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing, that's the main point. I'm a bit disappointed with the lack of shields. I've done so many great things with shields. I've elved a great demon in combat for 5 rounds. No, sorry, 5 turns of the game, because I just kept parrying, and he was just so pissed off. You could see it in his face.
I do. To be fair, I usually run on my shields. I don't think it's generally worth it, especially if you're playing comp where you're limited a lot of comp limits unit sizes. So you kind of, you know, it's in.
Yeah.
It's more efficient to take more bodies rather than take more slaves. More efficient to take more slaves rather than take slaves with shields. So, if you could have 40 with shields, you could have 50 without shields. And you're probably not going to make enough parries to make the difference. But, yeah, a lot of places will say, well, maximum 40 in a unit. And in that point, I would always put shields on them.
Yeah, it is getting the new Toy Soldiers comp is now 35 slaves max. But then that is off balance by there's no unit cap anymore. It's 450 a unit max, but you can have as many dudes as you want. So I'm right. Tempted to take
if you're restricted to 35 or 40 slaves.
Unit 100 clan rats, and then as many globadiers as I can, and just go try and shift me. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that being a good way of doing things. So what else have I got? I've got 24 clan rats with full command. So these guys are not really for combat. The idea of these guys is to sit at the back, sit behind the slaves. My Greyseer and my chieftain sit in there, and then my slaves are taking all their break tests on leadership 10 with a reroll, which makes it incredibly difficult to shift them. And then the next thing I've got. At my special allowance, this is why I didn't end up with shields on the slaves, so I want to fit these guys in. I've got 5 gutter runners with slings and poison attacks. So these guys are great for hunting war machines, for killing off big monsters. Anybody jumps a character out of a unit, thinks his unit's going to get battered. These guys will take him down. Love my gutter runners. I usually try and deploy them as scouts rather than bringing them on kind of late in the game, mostly because I always forget to roll to bring them on. You always feel really. You get to turn 4 and you think, I need my gutter runners. Well, oops. Maybe they should have been on half an hour ago, but never mind. I like my gutter runners. And last thing I've got in there, at my rare choice, the Helping Abomination. So this guy's great. I mean, in the bigger games, he's good, but he's. As a Skaven player, I'd say he's good, but he's not broken. Everybody else in Warhammer would
except
say
for me,
it
would
broken.
Just say you don't need one.
You don't need you absolutely don't. You don't need one. I mean, I went to a tournament a couple of weeks ago and I didn't take a helmet. But I just come home regretting not having taken him. So, but if you get the right rolls, he can, you know, especially at 1,000 or 1,500 point game, you almost don't need anything else. Sometimes he has a bad game and dies. Sometimes he just runs down their entire army and there's nothing they can do about it. So yeah, so that's my 1,000 point filthy rat list.
It's not necessarily the be-all and end-all of 1,000 point lists. There are a lot of things you could do differently or change around. But the thing I kind of liked about it is that everything in there is going to be useful while ever you're playing Skaven. So you're always going to need plenty of slaves. You're always going to need a seer, you're always going to need some gutter runners. All the units in there are going to be useful when you move up to bigger points levels.
Well, there are some up and down points. I mean, with a chieftain, I'd have taken the leadership banner. I think for the points, it's definitely worth having it. Leadership 8 seer without ranks can be more useful than you think sometimes, because People go hell to leather to get rid of him. And I think my last game...
I can see it being really useful, actually. I tend to take if I take a Magic Standard, I tend to take a Storm Banner.
Yeah, I usually take that many toys that if I take the Storm Banner, it never goes. It never ends.
Yeah, you can't do. Well, that's kind of the thing with this list is you have to, you know, if you've got a lot of shooting, then maybe you don't want a Storm Banner.
Yeah, but definitely.
Since this list's all about getting the help into combat and blasting with magic, then well, it would have been better with a Storm Banner, but again, couldn't fit the point.
Yeah, it is a lot of points for a 1,000-point game. I think it would be overkill as well, really. I mean,
yeah, I think
I played Skaven at a local tournament recently, and I took my friend's Empire, because I just said, Empire Filthy. And he was like, prove it. So I took Empire, and to my amazement, I ended up facing Skaven. And it was like my Skaven list. There were very little big things in it. Because I'd gone for 3 cannons and an L-Blaster. And then I got so much magic, it was ridiculous. But I think it was by turn 2, the only thing he got left was his cannon, which he put right in the far corner. And he just got blocks and blocks for infantry. So I was just firing cannonballs down ranks of infantry and killing like 6 clan rats a turn. And I was like, oh, whoopee-doo, this is really working. And he completely engulfed me. And that ended in a 12-8 to him. But because I fluffed on the very last turn, he charged me with this huge unit of clan rats, which had a warlord and a bone breaker in it. But I got speed of light off, so I actually managed to batter the hell out of the unit and break it, but I didn't catch it on turn 6, so I didn't get the points.
So you didn't get the points.
Yeah, and it had a seer in there as well. It was horrendous, man. I was just like, oh my god, if I'd have got that, it would have been 12-8 to me. Rage. But no, he had no help it, and you know, this is one of the main things I say, everyone expects one, so if you don't take it, you've got a good chance of coming out on top, because everyone goes, I've got this to kill you. Oh, you've got nothing big to shoot it.
Yeah, I think you've kind of got to look, you know, some days, like I said, sometimes they don't do very well, and you know, they'll put a flaming banner in there, and I end up, he gets charged by a unit of Chaos Warriors with a flaming banner, and he just dies in one round.
Oh my god!
Oh, you know, flaming dwarf, flaming cannon, or even just a normal cannon, and he fails his regen, loses 4 or 5 wounds, and then you're thinking, am I going to get him into combat with, you know, 1 wound left and take the risk? Or...
Yeah, there's a lot of fire things now, because now there's the demon cannon, that's fiery. The chaos dwarfs,
flaming loads of people
fire. The Luminatus for the Empire fires a magical laser beam that's fire.
Yeah, and their priests have got the soul fire thing, so they can give their guys flaming attacks.
So there really is. I think now it's probably not as broke as it was when the book came out, because you know, of the amount
everybody takes flaming, because yeah, the help it's nasty, hydras are nasty, chimeras are nasty. There's lots and
no
lots
one
of things about region
anymore. I haven't seen a hydra in ages.
Well, yeah, that's because everybody takes flaming.
Well, they take flaming because people like you love trolls. I've got troll, 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 troll. Yeah, I've got 12 dudes. That's a 36 wounds. Try and shift me. Hooah! You know.
Can't go wrong with trolls.
Yeah. Apparently I can't roll the warts yet anyway. But yes.
So did you have a look at a list or...
Not really. 1,000 points. 1,000 points I generally go for the usual. I'd go for 3 units of 35 slaves. And then probably a unit or 2 of clan rats. And then probably very similar to you, I'd have gone for a dart, a unit of gutter runners. And that'd probably be it for me. I'd probably go for some warlocks for warp lightning, because nothing knocks people off more than you throwing warp lightning out and going, you know, strength 5. Wounds most things on 3s, most squishy things on 2s. It's pretty reliable. I always...
I can see how it's good if you've got 2 or 3 engineers. I must admit, you've got 2 or 3 engineers, and you can throw, you know, throw a dice at it, throw a dice at it, throw a dice at it, and maybe 2 dice, just to, you know, it's the right little niggle. Yeah. So it's only D6, you might roll a 1, but then you might roll a 6, wreck my unit.
Yeah, like my last Skaven game, right? First turn, every war machine except 1 catapult blows up by rolling a misfire. Cast warp lightning from 2 seers, He decides to let me have it, and both of them roll a one and wound themselves. I was just like, this is just treachery. This everything.
No, game's like that. It's, you get to about third turn, you've got the game completely sewn up, they've got no chance, and then everything dies. Everything misfires, kills itself, explodes, kills your units.
Yeah. Oh, and the cannon struggled along, right? The reason I didn't mention the cannon was because for the entire game, I rolled strength 2. And I was like, awesome, because every time I rolled it, it was like, oh no, my big unit. Oh, it's strength 2, it needs 6s to wound you.
I stopped taking cannons for a while, because I think I had a run of 10 games, and I killed my helpet, an uncounted number of slaves and clan rats, and 3 orcs. They're not the most reliable things. I mean, when they work, well, same as everything in the book. When it works, it's great. If it doesn't work, probably not going to win. But yeah, you just have to take enough toys that some of them work.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I think a lot of people, they remember the Doomsday game where everything works spot on and nothing misfires and it's over by turn 3 because you've warped slide his main units, you've shot cannonballs 10 inches into his units and blown up and taken out important things and it's failed lookout sirs. But they never remember the game where you're all 7 misfires in a row and everything blows up.
Yeah, I think a lot of the Skaven hate comes from that.
Right, that is the end of this podcast. If you're listening, thank you. If you've got any questions, comments or queries, the sound is a bit off because we have used some... we used some free software which was a bit rubbish, so now we've changed over to Audition, I think, because it's just not going to hack it else. Right, so cheers to Chris and everyone else who contributed. We'll be doing the next one shortly and this should be live within the next week, so you'll all get to hear it pretty soon. Alright, thank you and goodbye.
If you do want to leave us any feedback, we're on Facebook as Skaven Blight Radio, we're on Twitter at Skaven Blight Rad, or you can come see us on the underempire.net forums.